Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our Holden Village open mic. We are delighted to have you with us here this evening. Aren't we, Steve? We have a variety of acts planned for you this evening. We have folk singing and guitar playing, and more folk singing and more guitar playing. Perhaps you would like to know a little bit about each of these acts. First we have... Excuse me. Perhaps we will delay the descriptions of each of these acts till a later time. Well, with no further ado, Steve will introduce our first act for this evening. Steve? Steve? The first act for this evening is Jim, Rod, and Candy doing Joe Holden.
In 6 weeks I
thank you. That was just lovely. Our next act for this evening. Our next act for the...
Yes, Steve.
I know I didn't do too good of a job that first time, but I think I'm starting to get the feel of things here. Do you think it'd be possible if I could introduce this next act, kind of get my feet wet?
Are you sure, Steve?
Positive. I feel good about it. My biorhythms are up.
Thanks. Now on piano is Janet Hernis, and she is going to play Maple Leaf Rag and Solace by Scott Joplin.
Thank you, Janet. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm terribly sorry, but I'm going to have to trot off to a dance rehearsal now. You know how it is with us showbiz people going from show to show. Steve, do you think you can handle it for a while?
No problem. Beat it.
I'll be back.
Sure you will. For our next act, Rod Normie Nordby, will give us a humorous reading.
This is a humorous reading on the importance of communication. Once there was a lady from England who wanted to move to Switzerland. While she was over there, she employed the services of a local schoolmaster to help her find a place to stay. They looked high and they looked low. They looked high and they looked low. And finally found a place that she thought would be suitable. So she went back to England to get her luggage, furniture, and clothing. But while she was back in England, it dawned on her that she had not noticed a bathroom in this place, or as they call it in England, a water closet. So she wanted to write back to the schoolmaster and ask where the water closet was, but she was shy and bashful and didn't want to write out the words water closet. So she thought she'd initial it WC. Well, you can imagine what the poor schoolmaster thought when he got a letter asking where the WC was. He had no idea what she was talking about. So he took the letter down to the local minister, who said, "Aha! This lady is simply asking where the Wesleyan Church is." The following is a copy of the letter that the schoolmaster wrote in reply to the lady. "Dear Madam, the WC is located 9 miles down the road in the center of a beautiful grove of trees. It is open on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday during the week. Few people go during the winter months when it's cold. However, many go in the summer, and on some days there's only standing room. Many families take their lunch and make a day of it. My suggestion is that you go on Thursday, as there is an organ accompaniment on that day. The acoustics are excellent, and you can hear the slightest noise. It may interest you to know that my daughter was married in our WC, and it was there where she met her husband. I hope you will make it in time for our annual bazaar, the proceeds of which are going toward the purchase of new seats, as the present ones all have holes in them. I'd be glad to save you a seat down in front or near the door, whichever you prefer. Sincerely, the schoolmaster." Thank you.
Next, Terry Cassell will sing us a song from the musical Showboat, "Life Upon the Wicked Stage."
Thank you.
Our next performer is Harvey Harmon, who's going to sing us a couple of folk songs.
Was raining, and it was her song as she wielded thought I'd sing a song about loggers. Now this is how loggers were 150 years ago, and I kind of think they might be the same way today if you listen to them.
Those that minstrel shows at the county fair. throughout the South. He talked to kids of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. His dog up and died. He up and died. After 20 years, he still breathes. At a dance now, at every chance in honky tonk. For drinks and tips. Most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drink a bit. He shook his head, he shook his head. Then I heard someone say, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, won't you dance?
Our next act this evening will be Roxy Phillips singing I Believe in Music.
Thank you. it was with great pleasure that I introduced a person that is quite familiar to us all. String is a very important thing. Rope is better. The string is quicker.
Thank you, Norman. Next, we'll have Bill singing a song.
Good jokes. See, there's more than just Bill up here on the stage. Can you see him? I have a little lighting problem here. I'm going to be involved in two songs, and Carol Tomer is going to play. The first song we're going to do is an... Boy, all sorts of surprise. Oh, geez. The first song we're going to do is an instrumental to a song called Good News that I wrote in the summer of 1977. Okay? Before I begin here, I'd also like to thank Terry Cassell, who kindly loaned me her guitar for this performance, because mine is in Chelan right now, waiting to be taken up here. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
Well, I think we've heard a great deal of variety in guitar music tonight, and I think that's really good. So many times we go to places and we hear everybody singing about the same thing, and I think maybe in a sense I'll be singing about the same thing. The next song I'd like to do is a song by Gordon Lightfoot, who is one of the, I guess, kind of the contemporary poets and prophets of guitar music these days. The song talks about love. The song talks about love that's kind of gone bad, but for a hope that love stays on no matter what happens to the relationship. The song is called I'm Not Supposed to Care. I do it although I'm not.
ladies and gentlemen, live from Holden Village, it's this evening. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.